Carrie's Couch. Carrie's Couch.
Today on Carrie's Couch, it is a story that you really wouldn't want to even have to listen to. It's something that you wouldn't wish on your worst enemy. And there was a news story that I happened to see about an 11-year-old girl named Kyra Ramden. She's from Phoenix here in KZN. She loves her dog. She loves horse riding. She loves ice skating. She loves reading. She's just an absolute joy. And now she's looking for a donor match for a blood cell stem transplant after she was diagnosed with leukemia just 6 months ago. So imagine being a mom who's had to go through 2020 and this whole COVID pandemic. You have no idea what's happening with your job. You have no idea what's happening just with, you know, the wellness of everyone in the whole world. And then you get this news. It is just, like I said, you would not wish this on your worst enemy. And I've got Michelle with me today, who is Kyra's mom. Michelle, welcome to Carrie's Couch.
Thank you for having me, Carrie.
I want to say I'm sorry that I've got you on the couch today. It's not great circumstances. And before we even carry on, how are you feeling?
You know, it's been a long road these past 6 months, a lot of mixed emotions, but through it all, we have to continue, keep the brave face, keep the faith, and know that all will be well. So just a whole lot of mixed emotions right now, and just praying that we find a donor for Kyra.
So Michelle, let's just go back to last year, around say August. We're in lockdown. Lockdowns happened from April. We've been going through lockdown for almost 6 months. Kyra, she was fine, correct?
Yes, 100%. She was perfectly fine. She started to, her daily routine and habits started to change maybe early September. At first I thought maybe COVID, you know, this whole lockdown situation and school, you know, not knowing where we at with school. I thought it got to her because she's a child that loves school. So when I sat and spoke to her and she says, "Mom, you know, maybe I'm getting depressed. I don't know." We didn't know that it was some illness. So we spoke, and also being locked in the house all these months wasn't easy for everybody. But we didn't realize that leukemia crept up on her. So what happened was, it was the second week of September, and following week they were writing they started their third term assessments. So Kyra went back to school for the assessments, and that week, the first week she went back, she was fine. On the second week when they were finishing off their papers, that was at the end of September, you could see that she wasn't coping. She wasn't managing. When she came back from school, I remember that I think it was a few days before, actually the day before I took her to the doctor, she complained of chest pains, hard of, you know, finding it hard to breathe, very tired, very moody, slept a lot, which she never used to do. She slept quite a bit. And so then I decided, and then the following day, after she took a shower, she looked pale as anything, lost so much of weight. And I said, you know, I need to take it with the doctor. I have to. I'm not waiting any longer. And it was so difficult during this pandemic now, trying to get a GP.
Of course.
We actually ended up, we ended up going to a GP that we never went to before, because our GP, his rooms weren't open to see us. So we took her to him, Dr. Pillay at Greenbury Medical Center, and he was phenomenal. You know, he was cool, calm, collected. He, you know, spoke to us. He didn't suspect anything either, because
really?
You know, you don't
okay.
you don't suspect leukemia. You know, we thought it was anemia. So he ran a host of blood tests and stuff, and then Sunday morning he called us and asked us to come in to have a chat with him, and then he broke the news to us that she's got leukemia. And I promise you, my world crumbled. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. It was like a scene out of a movie. You know, it was really bad.
How does a doctor tell a parent? So you go in, you said, I mean, obviously he's called you on a Sunday, so you must have known something was up.
Okay, so when we went in, he did say to us, he's going to call us to give me the blood results, but come in anyway, because if she's anemic, he can give her medication and maybe an injection to boost her, you know? So I wasn't really concerned when he called, because I knew that this is what we're going to do.
Okay.
I prepped myself for that. So, so when we went in, I promise you, he had tears in his eyes, and this is the second time he was meeting us. And he didn't know how to say it to me, because we had that conversation on Friday saying, everything should be fine. She's just a growing girl, preteen, you know, so that's how we took it. And he was shocked himself to find, this results.
Did you know anything about leukemia besides just hearing the word before you heard that your own daughter has it?
No, the only thing I knew, honestly, was it's just a blood disorder. That's all I knew. And, you know, after finding out about Clara, it really, really made me feel horrible because, you know, you take things for granted in life, that you're well, your kids are well, everything is well with the world. And you don't realize what's going on with other people until it happens to you. And that is the sad truth. Yeah.
But as a mom, did you take any of it personally? Like, did you all of a sudden think, what have I done? How could I have stopped this? Or were you able to, you know, see it for what it was?
Oh, definitely I did. And the first thing, you know, she's got phenomenal doctors, kids care, hematology specialists, and they're wonderful doctors. You know, if anything, I can't thank God enough for putting them in our lives. I promise you, I don't know where I'd be without them. You know, with the way they've helped us and directed us and been there for us. And when the doctor met me, the first thing she said to me is, Mom, do not blame yourself. This is what all parents do. You cannot blame yourself. Because I cried and I said to her, I'm with my kids all the time. I've never neglected them, been there for them always, always watching on them, doing everything for them, as I'm sure with other moms as well, obviously. But how could this happen to me? That was a question that I asked, you know, and everybody, and I said to my husband, everyone's going to look at me thinking, how come you didn't know? And she says, you never know. Mm-hmm. And she gave me examples of other kids that just fell at a birthday party, went in because, you know, the injury was still there for weeks and they find out they've got leukemia. God. You know, I beat myself up for a long time until I came to terms with the fact that, you know what, I couldn't do anything about it. It just happened. And I promise you, it just happened during the pandemic. Kyra was perfectly fine. You know, we were... everybody was doing their own housework, doing everything at home because everyone's at home. And she was happy. She even started gardening, playing, as I said, playing with her dog was a daily routine, doing everything young girls do, you know, Just Dance, the craze with Just Dance. Every day it was Just Dance. Perfectly fine, healthy, bubbly. And all of a sudden, it just happened. I can't explain. It was the scariest thing I've ever experienced in my life.
Does the doctor, or is the doctor able to tell you how, you know, like how long the cancer has been in her body? Did it only develop as you guys, as she started losing the energy, or had it been sitting dormant for a while? I mean, are they able to tell that?
They're not. I even asked, you know, I asked every kind of question in every different way. They said it just happens. There's no answer for it. I wish there was an answer, you know, but there isn't. She says it just happens.
And when they tell you this, you know, there's no answer, we don't know why, you're still sitting with an 11-year-old and a whole life ahead of her. As a mom, I mean, I'm sure you asked the question, what can we do? How do we fix this? What was the answer to that?
Well, the doctor said to us, the only thing you can do in a situation with leukemia is create awareness. Let people know, firstly, how important blood transfusions are, platelet transfusions, and how important it is to support blood drives, because this literally saves these kids' lives. And I never knew that as well, how important it was, until my daughter was in hospital. And I remember when she was in her first, in the induction stage, which is 33 days, I remember I stayed in hospital with her and I saw how there was a shortage of blood and kids had to wait for days for blood. And I remember in January, Kyra needed platelet transfusion and I was petrified because I'm thinking, okay, there's no platelet available, you know, and then all of a sudden it came. You just have to pray and hope that somebody, you know, has gone in and donated so that you can have that. And it's so important. And I don't think people know how important blood drives are and how you need to support them. That's the first thing. And the second thing is to join the registry for bone marrow, you know, to become a bone marrow donor.
What does that also Kyra is need? Like, what, like if
Kyra currently needs.
Yeah, sorry, Kyra.
Well, okay. So firstly, every month when she goes through her treatment, she, at any given time, maybe her blood levels will drop or her platelet levels will drop and she would need that transfusion, right? So that's like almost immediate, they need it.
And Michelle, can that be anyone? So I'm an O positive, for example. So could I go and donate and then my platelets can be used, or is it very specific? I don't know how this works. So does it have to match Kyra's blood type, or is it when it comes to platelets, anyone's platelets can do?
Well, I know that for bloods, it has to be a particular blood type. It has to be Kyra's blood type.
Which is
but
what?
Platelets, it's B positive.
B positive. And can B positive only get from B positive?
And from O positive.
And from O positive. Brilliant. Okay.
Yes. So O positive is, I think they can donate to anybody. Yes, they are universal donor. But yeah, so when it comes to platelets, they haven't told me anything has to be specific. I know whatever comes in, it's used. So I stand correct on that one regarding platelets.
Okay. And you were speaking about the bone marrow.
Yes.
Does Will Kyra need bone marrow also?
Yes. So now that is what we're currently working with, is that she's come now. She's almost at the end of her round. Well, she's on round 5. Once round 6 is over, they will then test her bone marrow to see where she's at. And we require a bone marrow donor for her. That's the most important part right now. We require a donor. We tested my little daughter, who wasn't a match. So we're currently looking for a bone marrow match for her.
And when it comes to the bone marrow donor, I think we have to be more specific. Like, what kind of a person are you looking for? Must it be an Indian female or an Indian person? Yes. Or can it be a white person? Or does it have to be an Indian person?
It has to be. According to the doctor, a female is a better match. Yeah, so you have to be between the ages of 18 and 55.
Okay.
When it comes to chronic illnesses, there's a host of chronic illnesses on the list. But if you want to register, you can contact DKMS, which is formerly known as Sunflower Fund, and they will go through it with you. And then you can tell them if you've got an issue and if you're on medication, they can tell you whether you can still join the registry or not.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Is this very time specific? I mean, if Kyra doesn't find a match this month, does she just continue on the platelets and everything until a match does come?
Okay, so what happens now is once round 6 is finished, and if she doesn't have a match by then, her doctor did say she has to continue with chemo, and chemo would eventually continue for 3 years. So that is why we have a desperate need for a bone marrow match.
And how does one get tested? What is the process for getting tested?
It's actually quite simple. Firstly, so if you want to get onto the registry, firstly, you can go onto their site, register. Once you register, they'll send you an email stating that you've now registered on the site, and they will then courier a test kit to your home. Due to COVID, they aren't able to just easily have a bone marrow drive.
I'm actually online right now, and I'll tell you, it's the DKMS Africa.org.
Yeah.
And there's a be a donor, and I'm just filling in one for myself now. See, they ask for your residential address, and then they're going to send something to you.
Yes.
And then you obviously do the swab, then they will have it on file until such time as you are a match for someone. And then when you're a match for someone, is that when you get that big needle in your back?
You know, there's a little video on there. It's a YouTube video that they have on their site, and it's honestly painless. There's no downtime. There's nothing that will hurt you.
Yeah.
So basically what they do is, from what I've been told, is that Kyra currently has a thing called Neupogen injection. And so the donor will then get these injections to build their cells rapidly. So, and then they draw from you, like they're doing a blood
you know,
like when they draw blood from you?
Yeah.
Yes, they do it that way.
Good grief.
Yeah, so it's actually not as painful as you would think, you know?
Michelle, may I just ask, let's just about Kyra for a second. Where is Kyra currently?
She's currently receiving her round 5 treatment in hospital as we speak.
And how has her mindset been? I mean, she's still an 11-year-old girl who still just wants to play and have fun and do all that kind of stuff, you know? So does she understand what's happening? What has her reaction been like?
100%. She knows exactly what's going on. She knows her treatment plans, everything. She's been so strong. Her thing is, if you cry, I'll cry. She hasn't cried. Even when we broke the news to her, she did not cry. She says she has faith. She knows she's going to be well again. So she's very, very strong. Yes, she has her moments, you know, but she's taken well to treatment thus far. And yeah, she's doing good. And all she wants to do is, you know, try and live a bit normal again, which is a bit difficult in her situation because of her immune system. It's not allowed. She can't play with her dog. She can't be exposed, you know, to anybody. She can't go out. She can't eat takeaway. All those, you know, all those sort of things.
But also just makes realize what's real, you know. I mean,
flip,
takeaway, no takeaway. We just want her to be healthy, you know. We want her to be able to play again. And her little sister, does she understand what's happening?
She knows everything that's happening. And also, she's also, with, you know, full of faith and says, you know, my sister's going to be well. She tries everything to possibly to make her sister happy. She even, last year when her sister was in hospital, she says to me, "Mom, I'm going to work hard and I'm going to do well in school to make my sister proud." And she came up first in her class.
Oh, my word.
So, you know, and I think that's what's keeping our family so strong, is that, you know, the girls are so full of faith and they're so strong. And, you know, it's been an amazing journey, I'll be honest with you.
Sure. Can I just say, one of the strongest moms, I mean, to say something like that. And it just shows, you know, I think a lot of people are realizing that the word acceptance, we have to accept what we cannot change. And I think right now you're doing really everything you can to try and make the situation the best situation possible. But I mean, the fact that you and your family and even your girls, the way that they're responding to this, you've been a great mom. You are a great mom. And you've obviously just really been a wonderful support for your family. And just well done on that, because you have every right to be an angry mess right now. And you're not. You're not angry. You're not a mess. Well, not to me right now.
So no, definitely not.
Well done.
Thank you so much.
I just want to say to you right now, if you're listening, you know, maybe you don't know Kyra, but there's someone in your family that you love very, very, very much. All it takes is to pop into one of these blood donor centers. It is maybe 8 minutes of your time. Go and donate blood. Your blood is taken. It's separate with the platelets as well. And you can also go right now to find out about other donors, prospective donors for DKMS. So the website is www.dkms-africa.org. That was formerly known as the Sunflower Fund, because you might just be a match for this little girl. And because of you, she gets to have a future. And I think that's exactly what needs to happen now. If someone needs to contact you, or perhaps they think that they could be a donor and they want to come straight to you guys, is there an email address or something someone could contact you on?
Currently, there's no physical drives. We are waiting on the date. We're just looking at how COVID's playing out right now.
Okay, so you have to do it online. Is that what you're saying?
Right now, it's only online. As soon as we have dates, we will advertise it everywhere for a physical drive.
Well, Michelle, I just want to tell you again, you are really just shining as a mom. And we wouldn't wish this on anyone, but you are handling it so incredibly. And you know what? There are many other parents who have gone through something similar, and someone else who's about to hear this kind of news. And I think it's just a reminder as well that cancer can and will be beaten. And please, will you tell Kyra that we love her so much and we're sending her so much love, and that we are going to find her a donor. Will you tell her that, Michelle?
Thank you. I will do, definitely. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for speaking to me today. And please let us know how everything goes. Okay, keep in touch.
I definitely will. Thank you.
Thanks, Michelle.